T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off-season program is over. What did you, Daryl Ryder, take away from Brown's mandatory minicamp, if anything?
Odell Beckham Jr. is not human. Like, that's my number one takeaway. I can't believe that he is as far along and looks as good as he does. It's a great thing, but I've never seen that before. 7 months out of an ACL surgery, for him to be running around and doing everything he's doing is just astonishing to me. So that's great. It looks like that when training camp gets going, that if he's not full go, I'm sure that they'll be very cautious with him, but he's going to be good to go for week one. So that's great there. Jadeveon Clowney, same thing, coming off a season-ending injury. Looks great. Looks big, fast, strong. Hard to miss him on a football field, that's for sure. So from a health standpoint, things are looking pretty good, knock on wood, for the Cleveland Browns as they – take this six-week vacation and get ready for the start of training camp. But that I would say is my biggest takeaway, is the health of everybody and the key players that they need to be healthy. They're in great shape.
Daryl, in terms of Odell Beckham Jr., do you get the sense that he'll buy in this year? Will it be easier for Baker Mayfield to work with Odell Beckham Jr. as opposed to last year?
I don't see why not. I think Odell's coming into this year, Dustin, somewhat motivated. He has unfortunately had his career set back a bit in recent years because of injuries, some stuff obviously out of his control. I'm sure that's sure. Very frustrating for him. We've talked about it in the past, Dustin. He was critical of his first year in Cleveland. He did catch for over 1,000 yards, gave the Browns their first 1,000-yard wide receiving combo in franchise history, him and Jarvis Landry. But by his standards, he said it wasn't up to par. He wasn't happy with it. He was frustrated by dealing with the injury. And then, of course, last year he loses the last 9 games of the season with the ACL tear. So I think he's coming into this year motivated. And I think that's reflective in the work that he's put into his rehab to even be at the point that he is already at. And I think it's all positive. I really see no negatives. I still don't buy it. I agree with the Browns and Alex Van Pelt and Kevin Stefanski and Baker and everyone else. I don't subscribe to the fact that the Browns are a better offense or a better team without Odell Beckham Jr. I know that the results last year might tell a different story. Actually, not might. They do. The offense did get better. Baker played better in the second half of the season, but I do agree that the next step offensively for them is the incorporation and use of Odell within this offense, within the flow of the offense, and maybe not just keying in on getting him the football. But I think that there's a lot of motivation on his behalf, Dustin, to have a really, okay, really big year and fit in here.
I agree with you, Daryl. Everything you said there, I think it's a coincidence, in my opinion, that they got better. I think they would have gotten better even with Odell there, maybe even more. But I think it is completely fair to say, and I'm glad you just said that Odell was disappointed himself, because Dustin and I were talking about the last 2 years and Odell Beckham earlier this week, and we made the point that he's been a big disappointment since coming to Cleveland. He has not performed at the level we expect. They wouldn't have traded a first-round pick and 2 players – or a first-round pick, another pick, and a player they drafted in the first round, if this was all they were expecting to get. And fans were getting mad at us as if we were being negative. I don't look at it that way. I expected Odell Beckham Jr. to be great. If you don't, you're being negative. You don't expect him to be great. He should be much better, and he's admitted that. I'm glad to hear that because he should be.
Yeah, well, I mean, he admitted it at the end of his first season here. He talked about it in the offseason last year. He's been very critical of himself. At times, I've actually defended him and said that he didn't need to be critical of himself just because of, look, I mean, the injury he played through his first year here, most guys, they're sitting out. They're taking time off to deal with that. He played through it, and while he didn't put up the prolific numbers or racked up the highlights that he's accustomed to, still caught for 1,000 yards. That's nothing to sneeze at and nothing to dismiss. But sure, the expectation is that they traded for a superstar, and so you're thinking you're getting a superstar player, and with that comes the expectation that he's going to be a superstar here. And we've not seen that Odell. We've not seen the superstar Odell. And part of that has been out of his control, the injuries. So in fairness to him, you point that out, and the hope is that this year, if he's healthy, that he returns to that superstar, and you say, man, you look back on that trade and say, man, that was one of the smartest things the Browns did, was get him in here to elevate this offense. They were able to get by without him last year, no question about it. They got to the playoffs. They won a playoff game without him, but I just think the dynamic, and Alex Van Pelt talked about it yesterday, the dynamic, the attention that he commands, the respect from defenses, I think that's just as valuable as the statistics he puts up on the board. Because if he's able to command double teams, that means everyone else is getting one-on-one or one-on-none, and that opens things up. And when you look at this offense and the volume of playmakers, right, you got two stud receivers, two stud running backs, one stud tight end, right? That's five guys you're trying to get the football to. So if two guys are paying attention to one of them, that's options for four others. So I just my expectation this year is that if Odell is healthy, he's going to be able to return to the player we saw in New York.
Daryl, are you surprised that Sheldon Richardson signed with the Vikings over the Browns?
No, I didn't think he was coming back to the Browns. I said that since they had cut him, Dustin. I didn't think it made sense from his standpoint, from a business standpoint, to ask a guy to take that significant of a pay cut. I just couldn't see how he would do that. He has familiarity with a couple of
you
coaches
think he was just
up
pissed
in
off?
Minnesota. What's that?
You think he was just pissed off at the Browns?
I think that I don't want to put words in his mouth or speak for him, but if I were in his shoes, Dustin,
right,
I probably would be, right? I mean, if I was scheduled to make $12 million,
sure,
and the employer said, we're releasing you, and then they come back to me 2 weeks there and say, hey, Daryl, I know we let you go. We're willing to pay you $4 if you come back. Well, that's a three-quarter pay cut, right? I don't know if I'd want to do, or a two-thirds pay cut, I should say. I don't know that I'd want to do that, putting myself in his shoes, okay? I would probably be offended by that. So, I could understand. He was very diplomatic when he was asked about it. He just said, hey, just couldn't come to an agreement with what I wanted from Cleveland, which is code for, they cut me. I was supposed to make a ton of money. They cut me, and they basically offered me what I'm getting here, and so I decided to come here. So, yeah, I think that that's a fair conclusion that you drew there.
Yeah. Well, I hope he enjoys an 8-9 season in Minnesota. Daryl, if Terry Francona,
they brought in a ton of guys.
Yeah, I'd still want them back.
They got rid of them. So that's the other component to this as well. So him, even if he
right, but they
back,
still
right?
wanted him back at some.
Right, but if he would have come back,
yeah,
what
that's
kind
true.
Of
but
time
he,
is he
I
gonna
think,
have?
I think he would have had plenty because he's the most proven player at defensive tackle they have, or they would have been.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just going through the mental process or the thought process here, putting myself in his position, right? Setting aside the financial stuff we just talked about, if I'm him and I'm looking at the Brown situation, right. I see that they brought in all these defensive tackles, I'm thinking to myself, not only did I have to take a two-thirds pay cut, but now I got to I might not even get the playing time that I used to. I realize that's nothing's guaranteed
and,
or whatever.
And
but
now Darryl, he can keep his tickets to Aruba in the middle of January. He's all set. Doesn't have to worry about the playoffs. So good for him.
I love the saltiness from you, Bull. I love it.
Yes, yeah, salty. Very salty. Last thing, Darryl. If the salty. Indians are 10 games over 500, if they had a run of the mill manager instead of Terry Francona, what would their record be?
Oh, they'd be 10 games under. I'm shocked that they're performing at the level that they're performing at. I still believe it's smoke and mirrors, and I know people want to kill me for hating on the Indians by saying that. I don't think that they're a very good baseball team. I think that they're like some of those Oakland A's teams that they're good enough in the regular season, but once you get to October, all the flaws come through, right? I think the Indians are in a similar boat here. They're playing above their potential, which is great. Okay, certainly 10 above 500 is a lot better than 10 below. I think Terry Francona deserves a lot of credit for that. It's a deficient roster. It's a deficient ball club. They're not fundamentally sound. They're not intelligent when it comes to playing the game at times. They do things that make me scream. But the bottom line is they're winning. They're finding ways to get it done. And you take it. But I still don't think they're going anywhere in October because of what I alluded to, the fact that they're defensively fundamentally flawed. On the bases, they're fundamentally flawed. At the plate, they're fundamentally flawed. You know, there's just a lot of flaws here, and that's not even taken into account. Two of their best hitters are on the injured list, and most of the rotation is on the injured list as well. And they're having to do the yo-yo thing with one of their up-and-coming prospects in that rotation as well, and Tristan McKenzie having to bounce him up and down right now while at the same time trying to straighten him out because the potential is there for him to be really, really good. But it's great they're 10 over 500. I can't hate on them. I think Terry Francona deserves a ton of credit for that. I just don't think they're nearly as good of a ball club as their record indicates. And this is the month to get fat. They're playing a lot of terrible teams this month. So hopefully they can keep winning, and it'll be a fun summer for fans in spite of all these challenges they're dealing with on the injury front.
All right, Darryl. Have a good weekend, man.
You too, guys.
Talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.